In today's podcast, we talk about doing what's expected and the trouble with sticking to your assignment. Hey there, welcome to the Fire by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Cheffy, aka Pastor Fury. And I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries that exist to help those in the margins experience freedom in Jesus through equipping and empowering disciple makers called to the forgotten. So at this time, right as I'm recording this, you guys, it is football season. It's here. I'm excited because I am an avid Chicago Bears fan. Let's go, Justin Fields, baby. Now, one of the things that I love about football is that it is the quintessential team sport. Every player on the field plays an important part in every play. When the huddle breaks, each player knows what play was called and what their specific assignment is. The success of the play oftentimes is directly linked to the ability of each player on the team, ensuring that their specific assignment is done. Now, when a kickoff or a punt is returned for a touchdown, one of the clearest reasons is because someone or multiple someone's got out of their lane. When a sack happens on the quarterback, it's often attributed to a blocker missing their assignment. You guys, as we read the story of Saul in 1 Samuel 13 and 14, we see a picture of a man who saw himself as a star on the field, right? But he got out of his lane and he missed his assignment. Then we see another rising to the occasion to fill the gap so that all was not lost, right? So Saul calls the people to war at Gilgal, but they see the Philistines gathering for battle as well, and there's a lot of them. And so a lot of the Israelites are terrified. We see in 1 Samuel 13, 6, it reads this: "When the men of Israel saw that they were in trouble, for the people were hard pressed, the people hid themselves in caves and in holes and in rocks and in tombs and in cisterns. And some Hebrews crossed the fords of the Jordan to the land of Gad and Gilead." So they're basically running. Saul was still at Gilgal, and all the people followed him trembling. They're terrified. You guys, Saul knew things were not going well and war was pending. Samuel was to be arriving soon, and then Saul would lead those willing to follow him off into battle. But Samuel, he didn't come on the day that was planned. Well, at least not according to Saul's expectation. So Saul, knowing that his role was to lead the charge and Samuel's role was to lead the offering, he went ahead, got out of his lane, and presented the offering. Now, this wasn't simply doing someone else's job. This was stepping into the role that was set aside for the one ordained by God for that specific thing. Saul, like many of us often, decided that God's timing is taking too long. Saul couldn't wait. As a result, Samuel gave this prophecy. In only the second year of Saul's reign, he said in verse 14, "But now your kingdom shall not continue. The Lord has sought out a man after his own heart, and the Lord has commanded him to be prince over his people, because you have not kept what the Lord commanded you." Fast forward to today's reading in chapter 14, and we find Jonathan, Saul's son, who, while with his armor bearer, not in wild impatience, but in bold faith, moved out of his camp and toward the enemy camp, right? Just the two of them. And in verse 6, it says this: "Jonathan said to the young man who carried his armor, 'Come, let us go over to the garrison of these uncircumcised. It may be that the Lord will work for us. For nothing can hinder the Lord from saving by many or by few.'" You guys, he found victory up against the garrison he faced, and they fell before Jonathan, his armor bearer, killed them after him. Verse 14, "And the first strike which Jonathan and his armor bearer made killed about 20 men within, as it were, half a furrow's length in an acre of land. Verse 15, and there was a panic in the camp, in the field, and among all the people. The garrison and even the raiders trembled. The earth quaked, and it became a very great panic. It was a bizarre move, y'all. It was a wild thing to do, it seemed. And a traditionally unwise move, right? But the difference between that move and Saul's is that it was one done in faith and not from anxiety and fearfulness. Saul moved in haste outside of his assignment because things looked to be falling apart as the men scattered and fear grew. Jonathan moved in courage and faith that God would operate on their behalf. They both stepped out of their expected lane, but one followed God in faith into a new lane, and the other in weakness and impatience and suffered the consequences. Now, the question is this for us. Not so much will you just stay in your lane, but will you stay under God's mighty hand? The lane that God assigns us can change from moment to moment, but will you stay trusting His work? Trusting His hand, trusting that He is going to operate on your behalf? Or will you look to make your name great? God is not concerned about you doing what is expected, but doing what He calls you to. That is the lane we must commit to. That is the lane of obedience to His Spirit. Will you pray with me right now and let's ask God to lead us to His lane and empower us to stay there? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You for the examples in Your word, the stories of the faithful and the unfaithful, of the wise and the unwise, Lord God, so that we can see a way to go and the way not to go, Lord God. We desire to be those that stay under Your hand, that commit to the assignment that You give us in each and every moment. Lord God, as we hear Your voice, we want to follow You obediently. Would You lead us today? Would You lead us right now and show us the way? Let us know when to move in bold courage. Let us know when to step out of the expectations that others have on us and step into the commandment that You have given us, Lord God. We want to follow as You call and as You lead, and not just what looks like the right way. Help us, Lord. We need You and we thank You in advance. It's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys. So the question remains, will you stay in the lane that God puts you in and continue to seek Him? Because He might change it at any moment. You guys, I hope this has blessed y'all today. I hope as you go out today, you're going to do so knowing that God is with you and that you're going to keep seeking Him for whatever next direction He might have for you. If you're listening to the podcast, I thank you that you might be subscribing. Make sure you go ahead and do that wherever you're listening. And if you're watching, go ahead, like, leave a comment, and follow me on whatever platform you're at. I really appreciate each and every one of you, and encourages me as I see you guys engaging with the podcast. But no matter what, I want you to go out knowing that God loves you, He's got a plan for you, and that He wants to not only bless you, but bless others through you. So be blessed and be a blessing. Peace.